下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位参考的题目是施比舍更有福。
This afternoon our topic is It is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，这是主耶稣所说的话。
This is a saying of Lord Jesus.
我们圣经的后面呢，有一些有关跟圣经有关的这些地图啊。
At the back of some of your Bibles, you may have maps regarding the regions of the Bible.
那有关以色列地这个地图呢，我们可以看出，在他们的地图里面的内陆有两个海。
And we see that in the piece of land of Israel, there are two seas.
那这两个海呢，啊，比较靠北边的叫做加利利海。
The one to the north is called the Sea of Galilee.
那么比较靠南边的呢，啊，叫做沿海。也叫做死海。
The one to the south is called the Salt Sea or Dead Sea.
那这两个海呢，都有它的特色。
There are special characteristics of these two seas.
加利利海呢，它本身呢，有泉水涌上来，还有从上头呢，有淡水呢流进去。
For the Sea of Galilee, it itself has a water source, and there are also some fresh water flowing into it.
所以这个海呢，是活的海。水会流动的。
Therefore, this is a living sea, or rather, the water moves.
然后从加利利海流出来就是约旦河。
And then from the Sea of Galilee flows the River Jordan.
那这个约旦河呢，就直通啊到这个死海。
And this River Jordan flows right into the Dead Sea.
终年呢，约旦河水流进这个死海呢，死海呢啊就没有再流出来。
And when the water from River Jordan flows into the Dead Sea, it is stopped there.
所以这个死海呢，照理说水很多才对。
And theoretically speaking, the Dead Sea should have much water.
但是它年年啊，水位都越来越降低，年年水呢越来越少。
But each year, the water is getting less and less.
啊，我大概六年前去那边参观的时候，根据那边所介绍的。已经呢有很多的啊这个新生地浮上来。
About 6 years ago, when I visited the land of Israel, the tour guide said that there are many new lands you see from the Dead Sea.
那这个死海呢啊这个盐分相当重，比一般的海呢啊更重。
The salt content in the Dead Sea is much more than the regular oceans.
但是北边的加利利海呢是淡水。
But to the north, the Sea of Galilee is fresh water.
它可以从上面的这个水呢一直的接收进去，然后再流出来。
And from its upper source, the water flows in there and flows out.
但是呢，加利利海呢却不会减少，海水不会减少。
And the water level will remain constant.
那死海呢？终年呢？一直的从约旦河呢流进去的水，一直的接纳下去，却呢年年减少。
All year round, the Dead Sea will have its source of water from River Jordan flowing. Water from River Jordan flows into it, but the water level keeps going down.
因为这两个海跟圣经有很密切的关系。
These two seas have close ties to the Bible.
所以呢，近年来呢，到以色列。观光的这些观光客呢，大部分都会到这两个海去参观的。
And hence, these few years, many tourists to Israel will often visit these two seas.
那也可以说，加利利海呢，整年呢它吝啬又把它施舍出去。
All year round, the Sea of Galilee will receive water from its source and then sends the water out.
那么沿海呢就一直的吝啬，都没有再输索出去。
On the other hand, the salt sea receives water but never flows out.
这个以色列地的俗记的这两个海。
And these two seas located in Israel.
也有含义的主耶稣所说的这一句话。
These two seas also are connected to the saying of our Lord.
我们请看《使徒行传》20:35。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
《使徒行传》20:35。
Acts chapter 20:35。
新约圣经195页，《使徒行传》20:35。
The book of Acts chapter 20:35。
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦， 扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。保罗对以弗所教会的这些长老弟兄姐妹所说的话。
These are words spoken by Paul to the brethren in the church in Ephesus.
因为他曾经三年之久在那边牧养教会。
For 3 years and more, Paul was there pastoring the church.
他在那边呢留下了很多信仰上好的榜样。
And he has left many wonderful examples for the believers.
就是那边的弟兄姐妹可以证明的。
And this, the brothers and sisters in Ephesus can testify to that.
那保罗在这边勉励他们说呢，应当这样劳苦来帮助扶助那些软弱的人。
Here Paul says to the brethren that one must toil to help the weak.
当然，做软弱的人，包括肉体、灵性，还有物质上种种的困难。
Of course, this weakness can refer to physical weakness or material-wise or spiritual-wise.
然后他提到有关主耶稣所说的话。
And then he said about the words of Lord Jesus.
施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
实际上，这句话在四福音里面呢找不到。
In fact, you cannot find these words in the four Gospels.
四福音就是记录主耶稣降生一直到他升天这些记录。
The four Gospels recorded the life of Jesus from his birth till his resurrection.
也可以说，大多数都是主耶稣的言行呢，记录在里面。
In them are the words and deeds of Lord Jesus.
但是根据四福音，耶稣所说的话，我们知道其精神呢，有包括这一句话。
And from what we read from the Gospels, we know that the spirit of Jesus is indeed in these words.
也就是说，有爱心施舍的人呢，能够蒙天父纪念。
Those with love who give are blessed by our heavenly Father.
蒙神的祝福更增加。
And their blessings from God shall increase.
那也不能说因为领受呢就没有福气的。
It doesn't mean that when you receive, you have no blessings.
因为领受的人将来有一天他也会再施舍给别人的。
For those who receive, one day they shall give.
所以四福音虽然没有这一句施比受更为有福。
Hence in the four Gospels, you will not find the sentence that is more blessed to give than to receive.
但是可能主耶稣讲过这一句话。
But it is possible that Jesus has spoken such words.
只是呢，记录圣经的人呢，没有全部把它记录下去。
Rather, the writers of this Bible did not include the sentence.
我们请参看约翰福音二十一章。
Let us turn to Gospel John chapter 21.
二十五节。
Chapter 21, verse 25.
约翰福音二十一章二十五节。
Gospel John chapter 21, verse 25.
耶稣所行的事。还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的诗就是世界也容不了容不下。使徒约翰在这边提到有关耶稣在世的时候，他所说所行的事情。
Here, Apostle John had mentioned some of the things that Jesus did while he was still living.
没有全部把它记录下来。
He says there are many deeds of Jesus were not written down.
所以四福音的记录呢，只不过是其中的一部分。
And hence the four Gospels are only a limited edition of the life of Jesus.
也许有人形容约翰呢，在这边所说的呢，把它形容得太大。
Some people say that perhaps John had exaggerated here.
他说这些事情太多，如果全部记录呢，世界容不下。
He says there are many things that Jesus did, and the whole world itself cannot contain the books that would be written.
实际上呢，造物主呢，他如果要谈天地的事情，很难去记录他的。
In fact, it is very difficult for us to record down everything in this world.
包括属灵很多的事情。
Especially many of the spiritual things.
所以保罗所引的这一句话，可能当时的人一直口传到那时候还很新鲜的一句话。
And perhaps what Paul had quoted here was an oral tradition that had been passed down many generations.
也就是说，那时候呢，还有耶稣的门徒存在。
In other words, during those days, perhaps the disciples of Jesus were still alive.
他们也可以证明当年主耶稣有讲过这一句话。
They could probably testify that the Lord Jesus did spoke those words.
就是施比受更为有福。
The sentence would be, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
每个人都需要领受。
Everyone needs some receiving.
因为每个人到世界来报道呢，啊，空空无有，连一项的东西都没有。
This is because when we come into the world, we brought nothing with us.
所以现在身边所拥有的都是领受的。
Hence, everything you have with you today, you have received them.
从小啊，从父母来领受很多的东西。
When you were young, you received much things from your parents.
有形的、无形的，很多很多。
With form or without form, you have received much.
在渐渐长大的过程呢，也有对老师、对一些亲友领受的也相当多。
As you grow and mature, you have received much from your friends, relatives, and teachers.
所以人必须多领受才能够成长的。
Hence, you need to receive to mature.
所以有的人有丰富的知识，也是从领受来的。
And therefore, some people are highly educated that they have received it.
那么大多数的人，他领受呢，他会在施舍出去。
Most people, when they receive, they will give.
比如说，老师把他所学的再教导给学生知道。
For example, teachers, when they what they have learned, they will teach to their class.
可能他获生呢，啊，给学生的比他以前所领受的更多啊。
Perhaps what they have taught the students will be more than what they have learned.
这也是耶稣所说的，施比受更为有福啊。
And this would reflect the words of Jesus, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以保罗曾经说过，我们有什么不是领受的呢？
Paul once said that what we have, didn't we receive it?
我们请看《哥林多前书》第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多前书第四章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
新约232页，232页第七节。
7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？这里提到说，啊，能够使我们跟别人不同的。
Here says that, for who sees anything different in you?
有的人有多方面的才干。
Some people may be multi-talented.
但是他有这些才干也是从领受来的。
But they have received these talents from somewhere.
并不是天生就拥有这一切的。
And they were not born with it.
所以保罗在这边教导人要谦卑为人。
Here Paul teaches us humility.
因为什么都是从领受来的。
Because whatever we have, we receive it.
所以领受越多的人越谦卑，他不敢自夸。
Therefore, for a person who has received much,He or she will be humble.
如果自夸，就好像不是领受的。
Because if you boast, it would reflect that you didn't receive it.
万物的源头都出自于造物主。
The source of everything this world comes from the Creator.
那么也就是说，人类所拥有的都是从神领受的。
In other words, whatever we have, we get it from God.
尤其主耶稣降生来世界的时候。
Especially when Jesus was born into the world.
他要赐给相信跟随他的人丰富的恩典。
Jesus came into the world to shower blessings on those who believe him.
那么这些恩典呢，包括有形无形的。
These blessings include those with form and those without form.
也就是说，肉体方面、物质方面跟属灵方面的。
They are spiritually, material-wise, and spiritual-wise.
这些恩典呢，我们如果要一一去数算呢，是很困难的。
It is very difficult for us to count these blessings one by one.
因为约翰说太丰富了。
Because John says we have abundance.
请看约翰福音第一章十六节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 1 verse 16.
约翰福音第一章十六节。
Gospel John chapter 1 verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里面，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。约翰在这边说，从主耶稣丰满的恩典里面，我们都领受了。
Here John says that from his fullness have we all received.
最大的恩典就是我们领受他的救恩了。
The greatest blessing we can receive is the salvation.
然后我们过着虔诚的信仰生活，在这当中，我们虔诚的祷告，都不断地领受主耶稣的恩典。
And from then on, if we lead a godly life,praying and reading the Bible, we shall receive more blessings.
所以神的恩典一一地加上去。
And hence, the grace of God add upon itself.
也就是说，我们在主里面呢，不断地从他领受恩典。
In our Lord, we continuously receive blessings.
那么这些恩典里面包括有形无形的。
And these graces could be with form or without form.
有的人啊，能够保持身体健康，这也是神的恩典。
Some people can maintain health. This is a grace of God.
有的人他在物质方面不缺乏，这也是神的恩典。
Some people may not lack any material things. This is also a blessing.
有的人有属灵的快乐，在他的内心能够得到充足。
Some people receive spiritual joy that in them they feel full.
这也是神的恩典。
This is also a grace.
所以圣经里面提到说，我们呢要得到什么恩典啊，都是神给我们的。
And hence the Bible says that whatever grace we have been bestowed, it is from God.
当摩西带领以色列民要进入迦南地之前
，prior to Moses leading the people into the land of Canaan,
神借着他告诉百姓说
，the Lord spoke through Moses.
当你们进入牛奶与蜜的迦南地以后
，he said to the people, when you enter the land of milk and honey,
啊，会感觉到各方面都很丰富啊。
When you enter this land, you will feel that you have abundance.
但是不要忘记。
However, do not forget.
得货财的能力是神给的。
It is God who gave you this strength.
如果不是神给人有健康的身体啊，丰盛的生命。
If it's not God who gave you your health,
人就没有办法啊去奋斗来拥有一些。
Then you will not be able to toil, work hard to earn anything.
这目的就是希望以色列百姓能够纪念神的恩典。
The purpose of all these is that God hoped the people of Israel would remember him.
保罗他也感受到我们从主耶稣所领受的恩典是不尽的。
And Paul also felt that we have received unceasing grace from God.
也就是说继续领受。
And this grace comes continuously.
请看哥林多后书九章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.Chapter 9, verse 15.
哥林多后书第九章十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15.
感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。使徒保罗在这边说感谢神啊。
Here, Apostle Paul says, "Thanks be to God."
因为神有说不尽的恩赐临到我。
Because of his inexpressible gift.
他真正感受到神给他的是不尽的恩赐。
Here Paul truly felt that God has given him an inexpressible gift.
同样的，我们今天有很多弟兄姐妹也有这样的感受的。
And many brothers and sisters felt likewise.
那么既然我们从神所领受的这么丰富啊。
Since we have received so much from God.
当然呢。我们也从神的教训里面来得到懂得施比受更为有福啊。
Likewise, we understand the meaning of it is better to give than to receive.
能够施守出去帮助人。
To give to help those who are poor.
这种人呢能够得到神的纪念。
Such people are remembered by God.
所以他所得的福气呢不止施守出去这些啊。
Therefore, what they have given is not just the things they have gave.
有时候神赏赐给他的不晓得多加几倍在里头。
Sometimes God has given them many other things.
所以有很多弟兄姐妹都有这种体会。
Many brothers and sisters have experienced this.
那么到底我们从神领受这么丰富的恩典，我们要施舍什么呢？
And just what are we giving?
啊，当然我们可以从我们啊所拥有的来施舍出去的。
We can give people what we have owned.
首先我们谈到物质方面。
First, physical things.
啊，物质方面的施舍。
The things that we give.
也可以谈到精神方面的施舍。
Giving emotionally.
也可以谈到啊神的救恩的施舍。
Or giving the salvation of Jesus.
物质方面的施舍。
Material wise.
也能够得到神的纪念。
God, when we give material things, God will remember us.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章十八节。
Let's turn to First Timothy, chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章十八节。
First Timothy, chapter 6, verse 18.
我又祝福他们行善，在好事上富足， 甘心施舍，乐意供给人。十九节。
19。
为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。保罗在这边说，能够行善的人。
Here Paul says, those who do good work.
他是在好处上富足啊。
They are being rich in good deeds.
能够甘心施舍。
Those were liberal and generous.
不是勉强的，是甘心的。
They did it out of their own willingness.
很乐意来供给帮助这些需要的人。
They're willing to help those poor.
他可以为自己啊预备啊将来属灵的根基啊。
These people can lay up for themselves a good foundation for the future.
他能够呢借着所行的善事的表现来使他属灵的生命更加丰盛。
And they can add life to their spiritual life because of their benevolent deeds.
啊，这是保罗勉励一个年轻的传道人提摩太，要以这样来勉励弟兄姐妹。
And this is how Paul encouraged a young preacher to encourage the brothers and sisters.
啊，不足新约圣经啊，这些传道人这么强调。
Not only were these lessons stressed in the New Testament.
在旧约圣经里面也这么强调。
The same teaching is also stressed in the Old Testament.
以数学来说，施舍出去是减少。
Mathematically wise, if you give, there will be less for you.
但是天国的数学、属灵的数学往往不一样。
But the math in heaven is different.
所以主耶稣才会说这句话：施比受更有福气。
That is why Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们请看箴言11:24。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章二十四节、二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25.
二十四节。
24.
有疏散的，却更增添；有临习过度的，还助穷乏。二十五节。
25.
好施舍的必得丰裕，滋润人的必得滋润。疏散的能够更加增添。
One who gives freely grows all the richer.
在商业上来说，如果这个市场呢相当旺盛，生意很好，消费者很多。
Economically speaking, if the market is good and consumers are buying,
就能够促进生产量越来越多。
Then your production would increase.
如果消费者少呢？
If consumers are not buying,
产量不能增多。
You can't increase your production.
那么在善事上呢，多多施舍的能够呢更增添呐。
But in benevolent works, if you give more, more will be given to you.
因为主耶稣要祝福他。
Because Jesus would bless the person.
因为他能够呢一直施舍出去。
This person who is willing to give,
必须要有来源呐。
He must have some source.
好像这个活的水井一样。
Just like a living water well.
你越打水，打上来的水越多，泉水呢就越多地涌上来。
The more water that you draw from this well, the more water will gush in.
好像加利利海流出去的水很多，但是进来的也是很多。
Just like the Sea of Galilee, more water has been flowing out and more will flow in.
那死海呢，进去的多，流出来的少。
In the Dead Sea, more water flows in than coming out.
却年年呢，它的水量就减少。
Yet each year the water level drops.
我们再看十九章十七节。
Let us turn to chapter 19, verse 17.
十九章十七节。
Chapter 19, verse 17.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他的善行耶和华必偿还。能够怜悯困难贫穷的人。
For a person who is kind to the poor,
是借给神啊。
He is in fact lending to God.
这一节圣经对我们来说不好意思，怎么能够借给神呢？
We should be ashamed of this because how could we ever lend anything to God?
尤其在主里面的大家都跟神有连带关系的。
Every one of us in the Lord are connected.
主耶稣曾经提到，坐在弟兄姐妹身上，就是坐在他身上。
Jesus once mentioned that if you do a good deed on a little one, you'll be doing it on him.
如果这样的话，当然是借给神的。
If that is the case, then of course you're lending to God.
那么神要偿还，就是要补足祝福给他。
And God will repay him, which means bless the person.
那么主耶稣在世的时候也曾经提到有关这种善事。
And during the ministry of Lord Jesus, Jesus also mentioned such charitable work.
有的人他所做的虽然没有人知道。
There are people who have done things unknown to others.
但却能够蒙神纪念。
Yet God remembers him.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第三节第四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 3 and 4.
你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，第四节。
4.
要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必能报答你。耶稣在这边提到说，左手跟右手。
Here Jesus mentioned right hand and left hand.
所做的不一定能够知道。
Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
右手能够做很多事情，不见得左手知道。
What your left hand is doing, what your right hand is doing, your left hand may not know.
所有弟兄姐妹好像左右手一样。
And all brothers and sisters are like left and right hands.
虽然有的人他所做的没有人知道，
although some of us may be doing things unknown to the rest，
只是当事人跟罪方知道，
only the parties involved know about it，
当然还要加上天父也知道，
and of course the Heavenly Father knows about it，
因为他是无所不知的神啊，
because he is omniscient，
所以必然在暗中报答我们，
hence he will reward us in secret，
也就是说他的报答也好像没有人知道。
And which means that not many people would know about his rewards.
但是呢，当事人却会知道神的恩典。
Yet the person involved would know.
那除了物质方面，我们领受又施舍出去是有福气的。
And material wise, when we give, we will receive blessings in return.
除了这些以外呢，还有一些无形的。
Other than these benevolent deeds, there are also some without form.
在圣经里面曾经强调爱心为人代祷。
The Bible often mentions intercession.
这也是一种施舍啊。
Such is also a way of giving.
我们请看提摩太前书第二章第一节第二节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章第一节第二节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
第一节，我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢。第二节。
2.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以健全端正，平安无数的度日。保罗在这边劝提摩太说，第一要为万人祷告恳求啊。
Here Paul said to Timothy.That supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men.
我们每一次跪在神的面前，不怕没有祷告的内容。
Each time we pray, we should not worry about what to pray for.
可以为我们跟我们有相关的人，我们所知道的事情代祷啊。
We can intercede for people around us and the things that are happening to them.
保罗在这边甚至提到，我们呢不认识的人也可以为他代祷。
Paul even says that we can intercede for people that we don't know.
这样的话呢，能够从神那边得到平安啊。
In this way, we shall be able to lead a quiet and peaceful life.
所以爱心的代祷也是一种施舍啊。
Hence, intercession is also a way of giving.
每个人都有这样的本钱啊。
We all have such capabilities.
所以有时候我们教会弟兄姐妹有谁身体欠安，当我们知道以后。
Hence, in the church, we know of a brother or a sister who was not feeling well.
我们可以在主耶稣的面前为他代祷啊。
We can come before God and intercede on his or her behalf.
因为你从主耶稣所领受的健康平安，也可以借着这样来求主耶稣让生病软弱的人也能够这样。
Because you have received a good health from the Lord, you can also ask God to give the same thing to those who are not.
主耶稣在世的时候
While Jesus was still living,
也经常碰到他所爱的人生病
He also met with an illness, he also met a loved one who was ill.
有一次彼得的岳母她生病了。
Once the mother-in-law of Peter was ill.
圣经特别强调有人替她代求啊。
The Bible emphasized or mentioned that someone interceded for her.
请看路加福音第四章。
Let us turn to Gospel Luke chapter 4.
38节。
Verse 38.
路加福音第四章38节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 38.
耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家。西门的岳母害热病甚重，有人为他求耶稣。39节。
39.
耶稣站在他旁边，触着那热病，热就退了。他立刻起来服侍他们。这里记载，西门的岳母啊，他害热病。
Here it says that Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from high fever.
有人为他来求耶稣啊。
And someone besought Jesus on her behalf.
这些人呢，他们为了爱心，来为西门的岳母来代求耶稣啊。
And these people besought.
让他的病好起来以后。
When Jesus made her well.
这里记载，他起来服侍他们。
And here recorded that immediately she rose and served them.
也就是说，她从主耶稣所领受的平安呢，又施舍出去来服侍人。
Here it means that the peace she has received from the Lord she has given them by serving these people.
尤其弟兄姐妹以属灵的这个观点来看呢，都是一体的。
And spiritually speaking, all brothers and sisters are one body.
因为整个教会呢，就是主耶稣的身体。
This is because the whole church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹互相为主体。
Brothers and sisters are all parts of a body.
所以我们很难说出口，这个跟我无关呐。
So we can say that this everything has nothing to do with us.
啊，当我们知道教会的事情，弟兄姐妹的事情，啊，我们不能说这个跟我无关呐。
When we know about certain things or about certain brothers and sisters, we can't say that they have nothing to do with us.
虽然我们的力量有限，至少我们在祷告当中呢，也可以代求啊。
Even though we have limited strength and power, but the best thing we can do is to intercede.
如果代求的声音很少
，If there are very few voices interceding,
圣经曾经提到，神在天上会觉得莫名其妙。
The Bible says that God in heaven will be puzzled.
当以赛亚先知的时候
During the days of Prophet Isaiah,
他经过好几个君王
He has gone through many reigns of kings.
在那时候呢，在王朝当中呢，曾经有一段没有代求的声音啊。
And there was this one period when he heard that where he knew that there was no voices of intercession.
我们请看以赛亚书59章16节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16.
以赛亚书59章16节。
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16.
871页，旧约871页，59章16节。
Verse 16.
他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救。以公义扶持自己，这里提到说，神见无人拯救，无人代求啊。
Here it says that God saw that there was no one to intervene.
就觉得很奇怪。
And he wondered.
这么有爱心的百姓这么多啊。
There are many people with love.
竟然没有人代求啊。
Yet no one would intervene.
所以我们代求的声音越多呢，神当然越高兴。
And hence, when more of us intercede, God will be pleased to hear our voices.
因为这是一种施舍的行为。
Because such is a way of giving.
所以有人生病，我们要为他代祷。
Hence, when somebody was not feeling well, it is our duty to intercede.
施比受更为有福啊。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
当然，我们领受的都很多啊。
Of course, we may have received a lot.
我们也可以多多啊，施舍出去。
We can also give a lot.
除了代求以外
，other than intercessions,
精神上的安慰鼓励
There is also encouragement of emotions.
这也是一种施舍。
Such is also a way of giving.
有的人虽然金钱不是很多，但是他有丰富的知识、属灵的爱心来安慰鼓励人
Some of us may not be rich, but we are full of biblical knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and full of love that we can encourage brothers and sisters.
使伤心的人能够得到安慰。
We can comfort those who are in sorrow.
这个往往比物质上的施舍更有价值的。
Sometimes these givings are more precious than giving physical things.
我们请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4。
新约248页，哥林多后书第一章第四节。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。保罗曾经在传道的路上遇到很多的患难。
And the journey of Paul often met with afflictions.
跟他同工的也经常遭遇到患难。
Similar for those who travel with him, they also met with the same afflictions.
但是他们得到主耶稣的安慰非常多啊。
But they were all comforted by God.
他在这边说，可以用主耶稣给他的安慰呢，再去安慰遭各样。
Here it says that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction with the same comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
你从主耶稣所领受的安慰非常的多啊。
You have received much comfort from God.
同样的，主耶稣让你学习到这种功课啊，成为人的安慰者。
Similarly, our Lord Jesus has taught you a lesson in comforting, and you can comfort others.
从神领受，再施舍出去啊。
You have received from God, and you can give.
这种人呢，主耶稣会纪念他。
And God will remember such people.
在撒母耳记上有一段很感动人的故事啊。
In the book of 1 Samuel, there is a very touching story.
撒母耳记上的记录呢，记录很多有关大卫逃亡的经过。
In 1 Samuel, it's mostly about the flight of David.
也就是说，《撒母耳记上》的十七章记载大卫为国家建立很大的功劳。
In 1 Samuel, it also tells us David had done a lot for his nation.
那十八章就记载，因为以色列国王扫罗看到这个年轻人的所建立的功劳这么大，他就心里不舒服。
In chapter 17, it's about David making a huge contribution to the country. In chapter 18, however, it tells us that the king Saul was jealous of that.
因为他认为有很多百姓的称赞的声音都落在大卫的身上。
And the king heard that many of the praises from the people were for David.
使他的荣耀呢更减少。
And the king no longer has his glory.
他认为这个年轻人的荣耀不该比他更多啊。
The king felt that this young man's glory shouldn't surpass his own.
从此以后呢，他就不容许大卫呢在他的身边了。
And from that day onwards, he would not allow David to be near him.
那些后来越来越严重。
And the situation became worse.
那大卫就开始逃亡了。
And David began his life in exile.
在这期间呢，有很多呢跟他同病相怜的人。
And during this period, there are many people who are like him.
我们请看《撒母耳记上》22章第2节。
That's in the First Samuel chapter 22, verse 2.
撒母耳记上二十二章第二节。
First Samuel chapter 22, verse 2.
凡受困迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们头目，跟随他的约有数百人。这里记载有很多很落魄苦恼很多的这些人。
And this verse tells us that there are many people who are in distress.
这些人呢，都聚集到大卫那边了。
And these people all gathered around David.
那么大卫呢，一下子就成为这些人的头目啊。
And David became the captain over them.
数目有数百啊，相当多啊。
There were about 400 men.
这些落魄的人啊，一般的人不太容易来收留他们。
These people in distress, usually they're not accepted by society.
当一个人在红的时候，可能会更红，因为有很多人呢喜欢亲近他。
When a person is popular, many people like him.
当一个人呢啊在落魄的时候，可能朋友会越来越少。
However, when a person is in distress, he will find that he will have less and less friends.
但是大卫是一个心地宽宏的人呐。
But David is a warm and loving person.
他体会到从神所领受丰富的恩典。
He understood that he has received much grace from God.
他从神那边得到很大的安慰。
And he has received comfort from God.
然后呢，他能够把这些安慰去安慰这些落魄的人呐。
In turn, he will use the comfort he received from God to comfort those around him.
后来这些人呢，成为他德国的很大的助手啊。
And later on, these people became a great help to him.
这四百人当中呢，后来出来很多的英雄啊。
Out of these 400 men, many heroes arose.
为什么他们会忠心跟随大卫呢？
Why would they remain loyal to him?
就是当年他们在痛苦的时候，从大卫所得的安慰很大。
That is because while they were in distress, they have received much comfort from David.
所以大卫从神所领受的，他能够再施舍出去啊。
And what David had received from God, in turn, he gave them away.
后来他所得的福气呢，真的非常的多啊。
We know that later on, he has received much blessings.
那除了这些以外，
Besides these,
主耶稣曾经提到我们白白领受他的救恩啊。
Jesus once said that we have received his salvation for nothing.
也要白白把它施舍出去啊。
What we have received, we should also give.
我们请看马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
第七节第八节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and verse 8.
马太福音第十章第七节第八节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and verse 8.
第七节
7.
随着垂传说天国近了第八节
8.
医治病人叫属人复活叫长大麻风的洁净把鬼赶出去你们白白的得来也要白白的舍弃主耶稣门的门徒啊
Here Jesus encouraged his disciples
随时随地来传天国的福音
He wanted them to preach the gospel at all times
神给他们权柄能力
God has given them authority and power
借着他们虔诚的祷告并得医治
Through the prayer, illnesses were healed
他在这边说你们白白得来的
Jesus here said that you receive without paying
我们每个人都是从主耶稣白白得来的
that we have all received salvation without paying for it
约翰说这些丰满的恩典啊
John says these are abundant blessings.
保罗说这些说不尽的恩赐啊。
And Paul says these are inexpressible gifts.
都是白白得来的。
All these we have received without paying.
然后再白白舍出去。
And we shall give without pay.
不是有代价的，不是有目的的。
There is no price tag attached.
那么这种爱心的施舍有福气的。
And it is blessed to give the salvation.
因为主耶稣。这样说，施比受更为有福啊！
This is because Jesus said it is better to give than to receive.
这是真理，永不改变的。
This is the truth; it will stay forever.
那么我们每一个得到主耶稣救恩的人，
and for those who have received salvation of God,
啊，都能够把主耶稣的救恩呢介绍给人。
We should introduce the salvation to others.
好像古代以色列民族啊。
Just like in the ancient times, the people of Israel,
他们的祖先从神领受神的真理。
In the ancient times, the ancestors of the people of Israel received truth.
然后再传给他们的祖孙。
They have received truth from God, and they in turn pass it down to the next generation.
这也是从神领受，然后呢再施舍出去。
This is also a way of receiving and giving.
摩西曾经在西乃山上。从神领受丰富的真理呀、
啊。On Mount Sinai, Moses received a much truth or teachings from God.
他不敢啊独自的来享受这些神的真理。
And he would not keep these teachings to himself.
他又把它传出来。
He in turn taught the teachings to the people.
我们请参看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
三十八节。
Chapter 7, verse 38.
使徒行传第七章三十八节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 38.
这个人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上以那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。斯提瓦执事在介绍以色列民的历史的时候提到这个摩西啊。
Here the deacon Stephen was introduced to people the history of Israel and he mentioned Moses.
说摩西呢在西乃山上呢啊有天使跟他同在。
He says that while Moses was on Mount Sinai, the angels were with him.
并且呢从神那边领受圣言啊。
And he said that from God,Moses received some oracles.
这些圣言他在传给以色列百姓。
He then in turn gave these living oracles to the people.
使以色列百姓有生活的规范，信仰能够确立啊。
So that the people could live a proper life.
他一个人的领受，受会的人呢，这些百姓的数目很多啊。
He himself received such oracles in turn.He gave them out to the people, and many were benefited from it.
同样的，一个人来认识耶稣，领受主耶稣的救恩。
Similarly, one person came to
convert
to Christianity. 然后他
再传给很多人。
And that in turn, he would preach the gospel to many.
从这个人来受到主耶稣的恩典的也很多啊。
And there are many people who also came to believe in Jesus just because of that one person.
所以教会会越来越发展，人数会越来越增多啊。
Hence, you see that membership of the church will increase rapidly.
就是人人为主耶稣做见证。
And this is because many testify on behalf of God.
从主耶稣领受救恩，然后呢，再白白再传出去的。
They have received salvation from our Lord Jesus, and in turn, they will give the salvation without pay.
这也是呢，啊，施比受更有福气的。
And this is also more blessed.This is also an example of it is of being blessed to give to receive.
新约圣经有记载主耶稣很多的真理。
The New Testament contains much of the teachings of Jesus.
不是主耶稣的门徒啊传出去的。
These teachings were not preached by the disciples of Jesus.
有很多呢是由保罗呢啊他所传下来的。
Rather, much of them were given by Paul.
保罗曾经得到特别的恩典。
Paul received a special grace from God.
我们请看《哥林多前书》十五章第三节。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3.
我当日所领受的，又传给你们。第一，就是基督照着圣经所说的，为我们罪死了。保罗。当日从主耶稣所领受的
The day that Paul received his teachings from Christ
这些重要的道理
All these important teachings
因为当时呢他反对信耶稣的人还不认识耶稣的时候
Initially Paul was a persecutor of Christians
耶稣的门徒不敢传福音给他
Because he persecutes the church many Christians dare not approach him
所以他没有机会来听到耶稣的福音啊。
Hence, he has no chance to hear about Jesus Christ.
后来主耶稣亲自拣选他。
Later on in his life, the Lord Jesus chose him personally.
那么，他蒙主耶稣拣选以后，到耶路撒冷要请教这些耶稣的门徒。
And after he was called by the Lord, he went to Jerusalem to ask the disciples.For some advice.
很多人对他怀疑，不肯接纳他。
Many people doubted him and refused to accept him.
后来保罗呢，直接从主耶稣领受的很丰富的真理呀。
So Paul received many of his teachings directly from God.
然后他再把这些真理再传给当时的教会。
And he then delivered or gave these teachings to the various local churches.
所以他从主耶稣所领受的很特别很多。
Therefore, he has received special instructions from Jesus.
他不敢呢啊，把它啊遮盖起来。
And he would not want to keep these teachings to himself.
他把他所懂的呢，也是把它传出去的。
He preached what he has understood, what he had understood, or what he had learned from Christ.
所以，当我们得到哪些恩典恩赐
，and when we have received talents,
就在哪方面呢？啊，能够多施舍出去啊。
We should apply them or give these talents.
我们请看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 4.
第十节、十一节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 11.
彼得前书第四章第十节、十一节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 11.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。十一节。
11.
若有讲道的，要按着神圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得到荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。彼得在这边提到个人从耶稣所得的恩赐不同。
Here Peter says that each had received a different gift from God.
当我们有哪一方面的恩赐，就是我们在哪一方面的本钱呐。
Whichever talent you have received, that is where you are good at.
那么这些本钱是从耶稣领受的。
And such a gift is came from God.
然后呢，我们再用服侍的心情呢，再把它呢啊表现出去。
Then we render this service to others.
这也是把爱心施舍出去啊。
This is also a way of giving love.
所以主耶稣所讲的这一句话
，Hence what Jesus said，
让很多人得到福气啊。
What Jesus said had benefited a lot of people.
尤其主耶稣在马太福音二十五章提到将来审判的时候。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus mentioned about the judgment day.
有很多得救的属于右边的那些人。
Many people who received the salvation who are on the right-hand side.
听到主耶稣所说的话以后啊。
When they have heard what Jesus said.
说主啊，我们从来没有看过你生病，没有看过你困难，你怎么说我们帮助你呢？
They will say that, Lord, we have never seen you before. We have never seen you in distress. We have never helped you.
主耶稣说：“你们呢，把这些爱心做在弟兄姐妹的身上，就是做在我的身上。”
Jesus said that if you did one of these to one of your brothers, then you're doing it on me.
所以这些人有福了。
Therefore, blessed are these people.
施比受更为有福啊。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，让这个福气呢临到各位啊。
May this blessing be upon everyone.